WRNN FM 99.5 presents Heather Hansen O'Neill on the humanity of sales, where purpose meets profit. Made possible by Tammy Hardy, certified financial planner and founder of Thrive Private Wealth Strategies. This is where we shine a light on local business leaders who are actively helping our community and learn about the correlation between doing good and profitability. And now, Heather Hansen O'Neill.
Hello and welcome to The Humanity of Sales, where purpose meets profit. I am your host, Heather Hansen O'Neill. And here on The Humanity of Sales, we explore the human side of business. Because behind every deal, every brand, and every strategy, there's a story about people. And today, as the world gears up for the Super Bowl, let's talk about what the biggest game in America can teach us about business, leadership, and connection. I mean, think about it. What makes a championship team? It's not just talent. It's trust. It's accountability. It's knowing that success isn't about individual stats, but about how well you work together. The same is true in business. The best leaders aren't just calling plays, they're creating cultures where people want to give their all. So as we watch teams fight for greatness on the field, let's ask ourselves, are we building businesses that truly value the people who make success possible? Let's break it down right here, right now. We have a very interesting original show for you today. We're going to bring on numerous guests. Well, three to be exact. Let's start with our first one now. For the first half of the show, I have the amazing Tammy Hardy, who founded Thrive Private Wealth Strategies because she's passionate about helping her clients build confidence in financial services and help them reach their financial and life goals. She happens to be our partner for the show. She's come on before as a co-host because she's just so much fun to work with. She is a certified financial planner and just tons of fun. So she and I are going to talk first about, yeah, it's the Super Bowl. We're going to be talking about the Super Bowl and how it actually relates to the humanity of sales. Isn't that going to be fun? And then for the second half of the show, I'm going to have on Ed and Jesse Farmer a little bit more details into their version of what they believe is going to happen in tonight's Super Bowl. We'll see if they're right. We'll come back the next week and see about that. But for now, let's bring Tammy on. Tammy, how are you?
I am doing fantastic. And I can't believe you've asked me to talk about the Super Bowl, but this will be fun. This will be fun.
It will be fun. Now, okay, so why don't we just start with that? Like the two of us talking about the Super Bowl is very funny because neither one of us necessarily have our teams in it this year. And we may have different reasons for liking who we like this year, but let's start with that. So who would you like to have seen in the Super Bowl?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. I'm a New England girl. So for me, the New England Patriots should be playing in the Super Bowl. Unfortunately, they're not this year, you know. So what are we going to do?
What are we going to do? Okay, so I have a funny thing about the New England Patriots being your team. So we actually have season tickets to the Patriots, but not because we're Patriots fans. Ed has season tickets to the Patriots because he's had them forever and it was like an investment. And he only keeps the tickets when they play the Jets. Isn't that crazy? So now I know we should gift you some tickets to the to the Patriots, right?
That's too funny. So my daughter obviously is a New England girl. Her husband is a North Carolina guy.
Ah.
So they love going to the Patriots and Panther games.
Okay.
Get a little rivalry going there. But yeah, that's funny.
A lot of fun.
That's funny.
But let's talk about what's really going to happen tonight. So Super Bowl 59, and it's at Caesars Superdome in New Orleans, and it's a rematch between Kansas City Chiefs and the Philadelphia Eagles. Now it's going to start around 6:30 tonight. It's going to be lots of fun, and we're going to enjoy the commercials too. I always love the commercials. But before we get into any of that, so my thoughts on the Chiefs versus the Eagles. I really have enjoyed watching Mahomes and his leadership. I like him. I like the way he shows up for his team. I like the way he leads them. So I'm always a big fan. But a part of me, it's my dad inside of me or on my shoulder who was a diehard Eagles fan growing up saying, "You gotta root for the Eagles." So that's where I'm at with this. What about you, Tammy?
So similar, except that I like Patrick Mahomes too. I enjoy watching him play. I also like seeing him off the football field and just like you said, the leader he is, the person he is, all of that off away from football. But I'd like to see the Eagles win primarily because the Chiefs have won the last 2 years. And so I feel like it would be nice. It would just be the nice thing to happen for the Eagles to win this year.
Well, it would be nice, but it'll be nice either way. It's going to be a great game, I think. I really do think that. But what I want to talk about with you, Tammy, is how the Super Bowl relates to the humanity of sales. We talk about the humanity of sales where purpose meets profit. We're constantly shining a light on organizations who are doing good things for their people, for their customers, for the communities, and why that is so important and how it actually comes back to them as well. So my first question to you is, how do you think the Super Bowl relates to the humanity of sales?
So that takes me to, I'm going to mention, you mentioned it earlier, but the commercials. Because we see some of the newest and the best commercials come out during Super Bowl Sunday. And when you think about commercials and what they're designed to do and how they're designed to do it, they make you feel a certain way. So, that's what some of those companies are using is feelings to what, they're obviously trying to get you to buy their product, but they're also appealing to the human side of us as well, and not just pushing that product. So, I love, and they brought me to tears on occasion, I had to be honest. So
Me
for
too.
me, it's that kind of connection.
I have been known to cry at commercials, and my kids have teased me about it forever. They'll look at me, "Oh, look, mom's crying. She's crying at the commercial." Because I love a good heartfelt commercial. And so I like that you brought up it is about how it makes you feel. Now, sometimes it makes you feel that connection to brand. Sometimes it makes you feel that connection to, the feeling, the emotion, the engagement. Sometimes it's humor. But I mean, it's also about trust. Do you think that trust plays a part in it?
Well, absolutely, because I think that those companies, they need to understand where their audience is coming from and how their audience feels. And part of understanding people is building, there's a bridge there, and part of that is building trust. So yeah, absolutely, I do think it plays a part.
And another thing that you and I had talked about earlier was social media. And this is really different. And on what I noticed last year was how many QR codes are, and this is my segue between the commercials and social media. So how many QR codes they put on commercials now? And I thought, that's brilliant. Like right now, we have our phones. We're right here. We can just scan the code and go directly to this is engaging, right? This is engagement. It's not just a wall. They're pulling down the wall between just you and the screen if you're not there in person, right? And you're able to engage with them. So I thought that was really cool. And then also how it ties in with social media. So what are your thoughts about how people are posting throughout? Like, what do you think about that? Do you do that?
I don't post throughout. But I do see that a lot of people do, or if there is, and again, I think it ties into people's emotions because most of the posts I see during like a Super Bowl game or some, you know, some big event is tied to emotions. People are, you know, they're anxious and on the edge of their seat 1 minute, and then a team scores a touchdown, and some of the plays that happen, you know, some of what happens during a football game, you just watch and it's unbelievable. I mean, talk about talent. So it's interesting, because so much of that goes back to just the human side of really what the game does for us too. And regardless of who wins, like you said, it's still, you know, brings us all together. I should say it brings half of us together and half of us together for just a short period of time. We're at least, you know, we're not bickering and arguing. We're like, you know,
aligned against each other.
exactly, with a common motive and whatnot. So,
That's right. That's right. But I do see that, you know, not so much. I don't really do it that much, but I know that my sons do. They'll like have conversations on social media on the side, you know, kind of challenging each other and having fun with it. So it's another, I think, another engagement tool. You know, you're
absolutely.
engaging with each other, even not you're not in the same house, but you can it can almost feel like you are, like you're having a Super Bowl party, even if you're in different states.
Oh yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I love that about social media. So one of the things I love about social media is the engagement that it allows you to have with your audience, whether that's, you know, friends or family or your clients and, you know, for colleagues or whatever.
Yeah,
Absolutely.
I agree with you. I guess one of the thing that I wanted to talk about is that humanity, when we're talking to business owners in the area, we usually bring up how are you contributing, right? How are you contributing to the community? And so Demario Davis, who's from the New England, the I'm sorry, the New Orleans Saints, who they're not playing, but they are playing there at that stadium. But he, along with his wife Tamela and singer Lauren Daigle, who I just love,
I
they're
love,
hosting. Oh, isn't she fabulous? They're hosting the Super Bowl 59 Night of Freedom event. And it's to raise awareness and support against human trafficking. And the event benefits organizations like the International Justice Mission and local anti-trafficking groups. It sounds amazing. And if anyone's interested, because we do have some time before it starts tonight, you can check that out at canalstreetchronicles.com. That's canal, CANAL. streetchronicles.com. But isn't that cool that they're doing that tonight, Tammy?
That is, I love how they bring in a cause like that. All the people watching, there's going to be so many people watching, to make them more aware and hopefully get more involved in that cause. One thing though, Heather, I think you had a slip of the tongue when you started speaking because you said
I
New
did.
England.
I
So I
did
think
say New
you are
England.
wishing New England was in the Super Bowl too, but I just caught that anyway.
I'm not allowed to wish that here in this house. So I'm going to say, no, I didn't say that. But you're right. I did slip of the tongue there. But hey, you know what? Before we head off to commercial break, I want to find out how you're doing and what's going on. Is there anything new with your business?
Oh, we are doing fantastic. So we finished 2024, as you know, and probably many people out there know, May of 2024 was when I founded and launched Thrive Private Wealth Strategies. So, you know, we hit the end of the year strong. We've started the year strong. I'm really excited about the people I am meeting and the people I'm getting to work with. It's truly a dream come true, and it's, you know, the people are why I did this. And so to see some of that being fulfilled is just amazing.
You know, it makes me so happy when I talk to you and I see that you're busy because you should be. Part of the whole mission of this entire show, like I said, is to shine a light on people who are doing the right things. And that's what you're doing. I mean, you started Thrive Private Wealth Strategies with the mission of serving, of helping, of educating, right?
And it's been so fulfilling. We have a number of women's events that we're doing, and to be able to help educate women in an area and an industry that is many times a bit foreign to them. And seeing them build their confidence and just feeling more empowered with their financial life, it's so rewarding.
I love that so much. That's fantastic. Is there anything coming up that we should mention to folks?
I have our next Wondrous Women's event coming
Ooh.
up in February. It's the Tuesday, is it the Tuesday after Valentine's Day? It's a Galentine's event,
Oh, nice.
and it's actually non-financial related. So it's
Oh.
where I have an instructor coming in. We're going to do something really fun. This is the third event we've done like this. Tuesday, February 18th, and it's a blast. So that's coming up real soon. Really,
Cool.
really good time. Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Okay, so give your website if that's where people can find out some more information about it.
Yeah, if they want to go to www.thrive, Thrive, and then Thrive PWS. So PWS is short for Private Wealth Strategies. So thrivepws.com and go to our events page, and that will list details as far as that event and what we're going to be doing.
Fantastic. Okay, great. Well, Tammy, thank you so much for coming on, for humoring me, and for showing everyone today how the Super Bowl does tie in to the humanity of sales. And listeners, don't leave. On the other side of the break, we have another half of the show that still talks about football and the Super Bowl tonight, but from a different perspective with Jesse and Ed Farmer. You won't want to miss it. See you on the other side of the break.
Hello, my name is Tammy Hardy, and I'm a certified financial planner and founder of Thrive Private Wealth Strategies. I'm focused on helping clients build confidence and achieve their financial and life goals. I provide financial planning, investment management, tax planning, and estate strategies. And I'm also passionate about helping women build their financial confidence. Reach out to me, Tammy Hardy, today at thrivepws.com. That's thrivepws.com. Thank you.
Exciting news. Heather Hansen O'Neill's newest best-selling book, Finding Humanity, The Evolution of Sales, has been released. It has already received top new release and bestseller standings. This book will help you uncover the threads of connection that make life rich and meaningful, as well as the business case for why now is the time to infuse humanity into the workplace. 100% of net proceeds from Finding Humanity go to Alzheimer's organizations. Search for Finding Humanity on Amazon and order your copy today.
Hello and welcome back to the Humanity of Sales, where purpose meets profit. This is a fascinating, very different show for the Humanity of Sales. It's Super Bowl Sunday, and so we're focusing there. We spent the first half of the show talking to Tammy Hardy, CFP and founder of Thrive Private Wealth Strategies. And now we get the great pleasure of bringing on two new guests. We've got Edward Farmer and Jesse Farmer. Now, you have all already met Ed, and so I'm going to introduce you to Jesse now. Jesse Farmer is the director of HR for a New York State Justice Center, and he is one of the most avid football fans that I know. He is really passionate. I mean, if you've ever seen him root for his team, he can get very into it. I mean, it would be a lot of fun watch the game together. But for now, I just want his opinion for everybody here on what he thinks is going to happen. Jesse, welcome. First of all, how you doing today?
Good. Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's absolutely my pleasure. You know, I want your opinion on a couple of different things because you're definitely much more educated on this than I am. First and foremost, what do you think about who's going to win tonight and about the fact that if it's Kansas City, isn't this like, wouldn't this be like the first ever time that a team would win the third consecutive Super Bowl appearance? What is that
Yeah,
accurate? I don't think.
this would. There's teams that have been three times in a row. The Buffalo Bills back in the 90s went three times in a row, but they
Oh, they
lost all
did.
three. Yep.
Wow.
But this will be the first time any team has won three consecutive Super Bowls in a row.
Okay. Cool. Okay, so who do you think's gonna win?
I think Philadelphia is going to take it. I think their run game is too strong. They have too many weapons on offense, and they got a really, really solid defense as well. I do think Philadelphia is gonna take it.
Oh, wow. Now, how does that feel for somebody who's a Jets fan? Womp, womp, womp.
Listen, the Jets haven't sniffed the Super Bowl since the 60s, but for me, it's a lot easier to root for the Philadelphia Eagles, being that they're in the NFC. Kansas City would have to be one of our opponents in the playoffs, so it's a little easier for me to root for the Philadelphia Eagles than Kansas City, but at least Buffalo didn't make it.
There's the silver lining. Ed, what do you think?
Well, I'm certainly more of an observer than my son Jesse is, so I just really like watching football. But as far as who I think is going to win, I kind of think Kansas City may, but I just enjoy watching Mahomes play. He's an amazing quarterback, and sometimes it's also a matter of a historical thing. So it's like 3 wins. Okay, it's tough to beat that one.
Yeah, that would be kind of fun. I agree. So, Jesse, so what are some things that people should be looking for in the game tonight?
I think one of the biggest things is that offensive line of Philadelphia is really no joke. I mean, the running game is phenomenal. Saquon Barkley has had a career year at running back for them. He rushed over 2,000 yards. I think really keep an eye on Saquon Barkley in the running game. And I also think, Philadelphia has all the weapons they need on offense between DeVonta Smith and Dallas Goedert and AJ Brown. I mean, they're completely stacked on offense. So it's just a matter of if Jalen Hurts can get that ball out. As for Kansas City, I think they're finally starting to get healthy on offense. They have a lot of receivers coming back healthy. Rashee Rice, their number one, is out for the season, but they still have some talent. So it's I think it might be more of a defensive battle than people are anticipating.
Hey Jesse, do you think that this is their redemption game? Didn't they play them back in 23 where
Yeah, they did. Two, I
the
think two or three years
quarterback
ago
fumbled
they
the
played
ball or
each
something?
yeah, 2 or 3 years ago they played each other and Philly ended up losing. So I was listening to some stats earlier, and I guess it's very rare that a team that plays the same team twice in the Super Bowl, usually the same team who won the first meeting, wins again. So that's the statistics on it. So we'll see. But I think Philadelphia is quite honestly a bit more talented right now than Kansas City, but you can never count out Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, you can't. Yeah, I agree. You never know. You never know. Do you think it's going to be a high scoring game or no?
I don't know. I really think that this is going to be more of a defensive battle. They both have phenomenal defenses. They have great offenses as well. But I think Philadelphia is going to try to control the clock, run that ball with Saquon Barkley, and try to keep Patrick Mahomes off the field. So I do think it'll be a low scoring game. As of today, Kansas City is a 1.5 point favorite, but that's a toss up right there then.
That's nothing.
Now, I'm going to ask you a weird question. So if somebody is doing some kind of a fantasy football thing, like how does that work when you're rooting for a team? Like, could you maybe have people on both teams?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Usually fantasy football doesn't last this deep into the season. It's usually only for the regular season. But absolutely. I mean, I have all the time during the regular season. I'll have teams playing the Jets, but I have that fantasy player on my team, and so I'm rooting for the Jets, but also rooting for my fantasy player at the same time. And it, can get a little confusing, but that's the fun in it all.
You got to keep it all straight. Okay. All right. Awesome. So, I know that this isn't really where we were going to focus, but the halftime performance is going to be featuring, I think it's Kendrick Lamar. What do you think of that?
I don't watch the Super Bowl halftime show.
You
I don't think I
don't? Oh
have
my
in
gosh.
years. Nope, I don't think I have in years. That's my time to get more food and beer.
Here, here.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, I'm going to ask you another weird one that I heard. I don't know if this is ever even going to happen, but I was told that that the president is expected to attend the game. Do you think that's going to happen?
Yes, I do. I actually heard the same thing. So I do think he will be there. I think he'll have a nice cozy box seat. Maybe he'll even sit with Taylor Swift. Who knows?
That could be a really interesting matchup. But I think it's probably going to make security much more difficult this time, huh?
Oh, I think so for sure. You know, especially if he's in a box with Taylor Swift and Caitlin Clark, you never know.
You never know what could happen.
What a
Oh my
show.
God. So, hey, you know, because you have this incredible role with the New York State Justice Center and you're director of HR, I can't help myself but bring it back into what we normally talk about in the humanity of sales, where purpose meets profit, is how when companies are doing a good job for their people, for their customers, for the community, how it comes back to the organization. So before we head off, I'd love to just have your opinion of like the one thing you would encourage listeners to think about when it as it relates to bringing humanity into the organization.
Yeah, in terms of bringing humanity into the organization, I think it's just so incredibly important to not only, you know, from a supervisor capacity, absolutely be approachable and relatable, but also to trust your staff. You know, these are professionals who come in and do this work every single day. And if you can't trust your staff, I'm not sure why you even have them there in the first place. But I think a lot of places are trying to bring folks back into the office. They're becoming a little more rigid. But you know, if you can trust your staff to do their job, whether that's at 6 in the morning or 6 at night or overnight, I mean, to me, as long as the work is getting done and you're you know, giving some flexibility and some understanding for maybe childcare issues or illnesses, I think folks respect that a lot. It shows that you're compassionate, you're empathetic, and I think it goes a long way with you know, your office culture, your office environment, and then also the respect that staff have for their supervisors and managers.
This is fantastic. Jesse, thank you so much for that. Just like in football, business is a game of execution, trust, and human connection. And you know, I'll leave us off today with a quote by Jimmy Johnson, who just happens to be a former Cowboys head coach. The difference between ordinary and extraordinary is that little extra. Till next time, listeners, thank you for joining us on the Humanity of Sales, where purpose meets profit. Come back each Sunday at 10 a.m. right here on WRNN Hot Talk 99.5. See you next week.
You've been listening to Heather Hanson O'Neill, host of the Humanity of Sales, brought to you by Tammy Hardy, certified financial planner and founder of Thrive Private Wealth Strategies. Be sure to tune in each week on Sunday at 10 a.m. for more strategies and stories of purpose and profit.